Good morning.
Hi, Virginia. We're just waiting for, you're a couple minutes early, so we're still waiting for folks to join.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Darby, looks like you're in space.
I am. I'm waiting to freeze and boil away.
Relying on, because the Brown Act says, it says the legislative body, and so the Board of Supervisors is the board for.
Oh, Christy, I think you froze. I'll just go ahead and call the meeting to order, and then roll call vote, please.
West White, Virginia Mendoza,
present.
Raul Calvo,
present.
Karen Araujo,
I'm here.
John Wizard, Tyler Williamson,
here.
Jennifer DeQuisto,
okay.
That's it.
Public comment. Chance for anybody in the public who wishes to address the committee for things that are not on the agenda. Don't see anybody from the public. So with that, we will go on to number four, scheduled matters. I'm not sure who has this one. I see Eric's name there, but I'm not sure. Oh, hi, Eric.
How's it going, Chair?
Good.
Thank you. I do see my name there too.
So Eric doesn't appear to be on.
I'm here, Chris.
I can take this one or don't.
Yeah, uh-oh. Eric's here.
I think Christy's having a little bit of connectivity issues.
I think so. But the committee is very much familiar with the Assembly Bill 361 findings. It is required in order to continue to meet remotely. Should the committee make those findings as expressed here, due to social distancing measures and based on Dr. Moreno's order that's still in place, as well as the governor's order related to COVID-19, the committee can find that it is necessary for safety purposes to continue to meet remotely. And so those are the findings that need to be made, and I'm here to answer any questions and or address any concerns that the committee has. Thank you.
Mr. Chair?
Member Araujo.
I'd like to move that we continue with our determination of 30 days ago, that there is a necessity for us to meet remotely and that we vote to continue it for another 30 days.
Thank you for the motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Any questions for staff? Okay, let's take it out to the public to see if there's any public input. Okay, we'll bring it back to the board. Any last questions, thoughts?
Appreciation expressed to staff for the incredibly increased amount of time they have to devote for this. Thank you for your care and concern and your extra time and effort.
Well said. And with that, we will go ahead and do a roll call vote, please.
Wes White?
Yes.
Virginia Mendoza?
Aye.
Raul Calvo?
Aye.
Karen Araujo?
Aye.
John Wizard? Tyler Williamson?
Yes.
Jennifer DeQuisto? Motion passes 5-0.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And then we will go on to committee member reports. Anybody on the committee wish to give a report at this time? I'm just wanting to maybe see if I could do a quick check-in with staff in regards to the agenda item from our last board meeting. I'm not sure if there's been any progress or update there, but we just offer that space if anything is available.
Chair, are you referring to the 21 elements discussion?
Yes, sir.
Yes, we actually have, maybe I'll let Darby speak to it, but we have made some progress. Darby, do you wanna
give the- So our next step is on Monday. We will be taking it to the Board of Supervisors Health, Housing, and Human Services Subcommittee to get direction and ultimately take it to the board with their hoped for concurrence and then move forward with getting together with the City Managers Association and the planning managers. Perfect. The other one that came up is the City of Pacific Grove did send out an invitation last week to a number of jurisdictions indicating that the consulting firm who handles 21 elements for San Mateo County could assist with establishing a website that we could all use to jointly get the message out.
Love it. Thank you for that update. And I'm not sure, is the 3H, I guess is what we're calling it now, committee, is that a public meeting that perhaps I could attend?
Yes, it is. And we will send out the staff reports for it along with the agenda packet to the entire HAC.
Thank you.
You are a blessing. Thank you so much, Darby and Eric. I appreciate all the efforts on that. Okay, that's it for me. I'm not sure if any other committee members have anything. Perfect. We will move on to number 6, updates from staff. And it looks like there's none, but just doing a quick check-in.
Can you hear me now? I did have problems with internet. Okay, let me, maybe I could just try to very quickly address the question about AV 361. So the law says that a legislative body has to make the findings. And so you are a legislative body as defined by the Brown Act. The Board of Supervisors is not the legislative body for the HAC. So we don't know legally how the Board of Supervisors could make the findings on behalf of the HAC.
Interesting. Okay. Okay. Thank you, Chrissy. I appreciate the update there. I'm glad we got you connected. Technology, it runs our lives these days.
Well, mine's usually pretty good.
Wes, I saw your hand go up there. Did you have something that you wanted to add?
Well, I suppose I was a little curious. I mean, I know I have a friend that's trying to join the HAC. I don't believe it was very difficult for me, but I know for District 2, there's one that's been trying to get filled. And I guess I was just wondering, are there any barriers that the county would put or you know, minimum requirements? Doesn't seem that hard of a threshold to make. And I guess, is there anything our staff could do to try to reach out to, you know, to that district supervisor to kind of cajole into saying, hey, I hear you got someone waiting to get in. Can you get them in for the HAC?
Wes, do you know if they filed online or a hard copy application?
That is a good question. So if it's filed online, there might be more transparency to it?
No, well, if it's filed online through the portal, the clerk's office is involved. If it's filed directly through the district supervisor's office, then they will have that. And what I would suggest you do is perhaps have your friend reach out to the chief of staff at the district office and let them know of the application, and then they can t- take it from there.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Perfect. Anything from anybody else? All right, perfect. With that, we will see everybody. Our next meeting is scheduled for April 20th, which is a AB 361 special meeting. So look forward to seeing you all then and doing that. Unless folks are able to attend the 3H committee on Monday, I look forward to that discussion. Hopefully I'm available. What time is that at, by the way, if I can ask that real quick?
It's at 1 p.m.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, I won't keep everybody. We'll go ahead and call the meeting to adjournment at 5:14. Thanks, everybody. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.